the organizational meeting of Liberty County School Board. If you'd stand for the prayer and the pledge. Prayer's going to be given by our Assistant Superintendent, Mr. Jeff Sewell, followed by the pledge by Coach Donnie Redd.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful to come together as a board of community this evening, dear Lord, just to make decisions to better our organization, dear Lord, and for our students. We just pray that you give everyone here now wisdom and discernment, make wise choices, dear Lord, and just a spirit of collaboration, dear Heavenly Father, as we work together. We pray that you be with our community, dear Lord, as we continue in country with COVID, dear Heavenly Father. Just be with those that have lost loved ones, dear Lord, and those that are battling illness at this time, dear Heavenly Father. We just again thank you for all that you do for us, dear Lord, for your love, mercy, and grace. In your precious and holy name we pray.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is anybody here like to address the board tonight from the public? We have a time of comment. Anybody want to address the board? Okay. We'll ask you again when it gets to that point. This is our organizational meeting. Florida statutes requires county commission, school boards to come together once a year and have an organizational meeting. So being that this is not an election year, we typically do this 2 weeks after an election. So next year for 2022, it'll happen 2 weeks after that Tuesday election. We're combining our organizational session with our regular school board monthly November school board meeting. So that's what we're kind of getting, killing two birds with one stone today. So some of the procedural things we'll do are required by state statute. The first thing is to elect a chair. So at this time, I would accept nominations for a board chair for the school board.
Motion to keep Mr. Hayes as board chair.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, Miss Bailey. I boo-booed that yesterday. All right. Any other nominations? We already got a motion and a second, so I'm good with that. Y'all good with that? All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Take it over, Mr. Chair.
Next item is we need to nominate a vice chairman. Floor is open for nomination. Vice chairman.
I nominate Miss Bailey.
One second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
She's the vice chairman. Next, move right along to item E. We need a motion to establish time, date, and place for regular school board meetings.
I make a motion to keep it the same. We have it now, 5:30.
Have a second on that?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item F. Need a motion to select official depository for 2021-2022 fiscal year, Centennial Bank, right now.
Motion.
Second. Motion, Mr. Bailey, second. Motion was who there down there? James?
James.
James and Mr. Jody. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item G. Need a motion to designate a newspaper publisher and circulating in the district as the official newspaper for 21-22 fiscal year, Calhoun Liberty Journal at this time. May I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion?
I just want to, since that's the only newspaper here, is there any bidding of this, or is it just Calhoun Liberty? Do we bid it for here in Calhoun, or is it just, that's it?
There's no bid. I mean, we don't do an RFP or anything that has them, you know, we're not asking for it's just us designating where to put our advertisements, newspaper advertisements.
I think it's statutory we got this kind of.
I told you, Jan.
Statutorily, it's got to be a local newspaper, I think, that.
Well, I'm not sure that it ever made it to a statute. That's the only thing that concerns me.
And I am pretty sure it's not a statutory requirement. Jackson, do you want to speak to that effect?
Well, there, we did a lot of discussion the past couple of years about the, there is a special law, and I can't remember if it was 1957 or 59 or something like that, that was a special law that applied, that said that the Liberty County School Board and the Liberty County Board of County Commissioners shall publish their minutes in a, I think it's at a newspaper of general circulation that's published in the county. From what I've seen, that hasn't been repealed yet. There was, I believe, some of this talk about having another special law passed by the legislature some year to revoke that special law. I have not seen any evidence that that ever happened. And in my opinion, and there's some penalties that would apply if we don't abide by that. Now, I don't know what the reasoning would have been 60 years ago to do that, but in my opinion, until the legislature passes another law repealing that or modifying it or something of that nature, my advice is we have to go by for liability purposes.
And basically, you are correct, there was a law, but it never made it to the statute. Now, according to Tallahassee, and what I have been told, it is not in statute. So therefore, it is not a statutory requirement. However, you know, I'm an advocate of publishing in the newspaper still. I mean, I wouldn't disagree to that. I still think people read the newspaper. I do think majority of people use their phones or their computers now. But I think going back is just, and I've had conversations with Mr. Petty about this, is, you know, there's two newspapers that circulate in Liberty County. I don't agree necessarily with hinging on a law. Now, this is my opinion, but I do agree with still publishing in the newspaper. So I'm going to leave that where it's at. From my understanding, and Jackson, you and I can talk, and this came from the general counsel's office at the Capitol. So, and I'll give you that information.
Board Member Bailey is exactly right. It is not part of the Florida statutes. And some laws, there is a distinction between laws that become part of the Florida statutes and laws that are passed each year by the legislature. Now, just because they do not become part of the statutes doesn't mean that they have no effect. And then you break down, there's general laws that would apply throughout the state, and then there are special laws that might apply in a particular district. In my opinion, this would be a special law, and it applies to us. It is not part of the statute, not at all, but there are laws that apply to either, some can be statewide, some can be just in individual areas. I would not want to expose the school board or the district to any potential liability, even if, I'm not putting words in your mouth, but if it was like, yeah, that was antiquated, that was in 1950-something that this was passed. There was no such thing as the internet or computers. But it hasn't been changed. And maybe that's something that, well, I know we have legislators come through county periodically, maybe that's something that can be discussed with them. That would be my advice on how to fix it.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Calhoun Liberty Journal. Next item H, need a motion to determine a fee charged to individuals requesting copies of public records, schedule of meetings, agenda, or notice of individual meetings, up to 15 cents per one side copy, and no more than an additional 5 cents for each two side copies. And need a motion?
Motion.
Second. Mr. Flower, Mr. Bailey. Alright, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving right along. The recognition presentation. Mr. Petty?
Yes, sir.
It's always an honor when we get to brag on people. And tonight's one of those nights we get to do that. Our county has received somebody very special, a great honor, has been bestowed upon somebody in our county, one of our schools, Liberty Wilderness Crossroads Camp, Twin Oaks Juvenile Development. So I'm going to ask former administrator coach, I still call him Coach Red, I think we all do. Coach Red, if you'd come up and however y'all want to do this, I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about our DJJ Employee of the Year.
Thank you, Mr. Fady. School board, it's a pleasure to be in front of you tonight to present this guy. I want to start out by saying that in the history of DJJ Teacher of the Year, there's never been a vocational teacher named Teacher of the Year for the state of Florida. It was my privilege, along with most of our staff here, to be able to attend. And I'm going to Nicole Miller is our agency education director. Raise your hand, Nicole. Jeannie O'Malley is our lead educator at the Liberty campus, which includes AFYC and Liberty Wilderness, or we call it Liberty Just now. Mr. Fady, you were down there, it was Liberty Wilderness, but now it's Mr. Hayes, you know, it's now Liberty Just. And then you guys know Haley. But it is a privilege to honor Vernon today. Just tell you a little bit about Vernon. I got to know him really well on the trip. I mean, I've known him for years, but we were able to talk and spend time together. Y'all all know I had open heart surgery and I can't drive myself a long distance. And so Vernon drove me down to Orlando. He and his wife were gracious enough to drive me down so I could participate in that conference and the awarding of that. And it was a great time because although I've known Vernon for years and we've had some great times working on the train, working on community service projects here around the county, you know, conversations as I've been down at the program, it was a pleasure for me to get to know him much more. You ride with somebody 4.5 hours a day, a lot better. And every meal with them for 3 days. But just to tell you a little bit about who Vernon is, special guy. That a lot of these guys don't come along very often that have the true heart of the kind of person that we need to work in our facilities. It takes a special person to work in our facilities and really care about the kids we serve. That Vernon's been with us 12 years now.
Yes, sir.
And he's just done some tremendous things while he's been down there. You know, not many people know that we have an aquaponics garden. And for y'all that don't know, aquaponics is where you grow something on the top and fish on the bottom. And he put that all together, and that's a great thing down there. He's just innovative. He's our carpentry, building construction trades instructor right now. Just does an excellent job in his job. But what sets him apart is what he does outside of his job. Just really touching story. We've got a young man named John. And John was with us 6 years ago, Vernon?
6 years.
6 years ago. And Vernon took him in, as he does a lot of kids, and mentored him and taught him a lot of things about gardening, about carpentry, about, you know, about life. Just spending time mentoring that young man. He never forgot those lessons. He went back home, wasn't satisfied with his life back home, and 5 years later he walked in the door of my office out here on Highway 20 and said, "I'm coming back to work for you." Well, if you know what a big deal that is, we've never had a kid. We've had a lot of them say, "Hey, I want to come back and work here someday." But we've never had one follow through with that. We've never had one that went through the hoops and the steps to get, you know, they have a record, a past record. They have to get through some hoops to get there. And, you know, we assisted him in getting to Vernon mostly. But it was the way Vernon touched his life and the life lessons. And Vernon stayed in touch with him throughout the time he had left our program and continued to mentor him at a distance. And so it was natural for him to come back and want to be a part of our program and you know, work with kids that had traveled the same journey that he had. And that's all because of the time and effort that Vernon spent you know, grooming that kid and preparing him for life. And you know, we just are thankful for our folks that work for us that have that kind of heart and are willing to pour into kids' lives and change lives. You know, our motto is to forever touch the lives of the youth we serve. And this is a clear indication of forever touching a life, because that young man was not only a mentee to Vernon while he was at the program and in his community when he went home, but he's moved back. He lives in Stiffnagley, right down the road from Mr. Vernon. He eats at Vernon's table just about every night, right? And so I won't get much more personal than that, but he has become a part of Vernon's life. And, you know, it's just encouraging. But, you know, so not only is he excelling at his job and at his work, as indicated by his selection Teacher of the Year for the state of Florida, but also personally in his commitment to youth that we serve throughout the state. So for that, thank you, Vernon. You guys want to come up and can we take Teresa wanted us to take a picture with you guys for the paper. So I'm gonna ask our staff and Vernon to come up and
you want to get the whole board?
Yeah, the whole board. Yeah. Hey. I meant to tell me to bring the truck and all that, but I
didn't. How we doing?
Good. Let them get the front. Y'all get the front, yeah.
Front up center. I can't get the front center.
Y'all get the front. Yeah, go ahead. You know, that weights you off there.
I'm tall. I can get a little.
There we go.
Right.
You get right here beside me.
Y'all need to come down there and down here.
My hair's pretty big now.
Square, Tommy. Even looking.
Ready?
Even.
Panoramic.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
This one's higher, so it may be your.
Congratulations, Mr. Vernon.
Great job.
This one's mine.
Yeah, I know Jack might
be. Where did you get yourself?
If you ever go down Stiffnagley Way and you need anything, that's the man to see.
And always got a good garden, Donnie. I see your garden down there.
He's needing medicine, see his wife. He's going to hook you up. And if you all will, please excuse us. I'm going to take them out to dinner in celebration. So thank y'all.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Great job.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's take about a 3-minute recess right quick.
Okay.
All right.
Box at recess. We recess.
Yeah.
I thought James was going to nominate.